If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Guest segment time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Evan Alexander here to talk about his original audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. It's by Simon & Schuster. Dr. Alexander is an academic neurosurgeon. He thought he had it figured out how the brain and mind work. Then he had a transcendental NDE, which stands for near-death experience, where he was driven to the brink of death and then spent a week deep in a coma from a brain infection and changed all of that. Well, we're about to talk about his story and his life here. Thank you for coming on, Dr. Alexander. I think you'll explain it more in more detailed terms, but the thing I think about when we found out you were coming on today is what happened to you in that coma was, is like seeing your life flash before your very eyes before you're turned in.
Well, it was an absolutely life-changing event. I was so ill with the meningitis that it actually deleted all of my knowing of my life before coma for the whole journey, which made the journey deep in coma a very atypical experience. But I explain all that in the book Proof of Heaven, and of course Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond is a way of bringing tools to the world to help people meditate into deep transcendental conscious states, similar to what I went through in my NDE.
Well, let's get into it now with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike?
Now, let's just set the stage in case anyone hasn't read Proof of Heaven, Dr. Evan Alexander, and by the way, the website is exactly that. If you want, www.Evan, E-B-E-N, that's the trick, spelling it with two E's, E-B-E-N, Alexander.com. So in this experience, you were all of a sudden, you were practicing neurosurgery, so you're a physician and scientist, if you will, as well as a teacher, and taught, I think, for 15 of your 25 years teaching neurosurgery at Harvard Medical School and at both Brigham and Women's and Boston Children's. And then all of a sudden, one day you ended up, almost unbeknownst to you, in coma. Is that how it started?
Yes, and it was like being hit by a freight train. My life changed very suddenly, within minutes, waking up with severe back pain, and then within 3.5 hours, I was deep in coma and having grand mal seizures that were unbreakable, and family called 911 to get me sent off to the local emergency room. I was deep in coma from the very get-go. And, of course, a lot of that is portrayed in the book Proof of Heaven about what they went through while I was in coma. But I was gone from this world. I don't remember anything of that 7 days, not from here.
And that was, just to let people understand, that was due to an unusual bacterial infection, as I understand it.
Right. It was a very rare bacterial meningitis, E. coli, less than 1 in 10 million per year cases of E. coli meningitis in adults. And we never found a reason for it. The doctors never uncovered any reason. And in fact, at the beginning of that week, I was so ill, I was at a 10% chance of survival. That only got worse during the week. By the seventh day, I was down to a 2% chance of survival, no chance of recovery.
And here you are now. We should say that almost at that time when they were going to turn off the, if you will, some of the monitors and support, you came back.
Right.
And it was during that time you were away. I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. Yes, and then it was while I was away, those 7 days. And, of course, when I came back, important to understand, the meningitis had been so severe that it really had stripped away everything of the me before. Words, language, all my religious concepts, all my scientific knowledge, everything about humans and Earth was gone from my brain because of the severe meningitis. And that's what gave me this incredibly rich experience deep in coma, the spiritual journey that I describe. And all at a time when modern neuroscience would tell you because of my severe meningitis, I should have experienced nothing at all. There was no part of my brain that could have mounted any kind of dream or hallucination. Those parts of the brain were destroyed. And that's why I think my story has garnered so much.
Which, of course, is part of the proof that there is a heaven.
Well, it's proof that consciousness now, is a far grander mystery that's not created by brain at all, and that it's a very strong case for that, that when the brain and body die, that in fact our conscious awareness is taken to a much higher level, which of course is what near-death experiencers have been telling us all along. But people like the me before coma, you know, scientific medical establishment in their conservative thinking would say, well, there's no way that that happened. It's a trick of the dying brain. And what my story does very strongly, because of having such a severe bacterial meningitis and the experience that I had, and of course, in the book, I offer up 9 hypotheses that are among the main ones that we considered with my doctors and other colleagues trying to understand this as a brain-based phenomenon. And at the end of the day, we really could not. In fact, the only reasonable conclusion was that yes, this seemed too real to be real because it really happened, but not in the material realm and not in the physical brain.
Now, let's talk about what the new, if you will, Project Seeking Heaven hopes to do. This is a set of CDs. Why don't you, rather than have me describe it, why don't you you describe how it takes us so that others can get this deeper understanding of life?
Right. Well, what my journey showed me clearly is that consciousness is not created by the brain, and that's the starting point. And a lot of my research was about getting deeper into consciousness and also trying to do whatever to mimic the situation I had deep in coma from bacterial meningitis. And the way I discovered 2 years out from coma to do that was to take binaural beats, monaural beats, other types of sound patterns that had been shown by others to be very effective at engendering deep transcendental conscious states, and to use those sound patterns to try and mimic my bacterial meningitis. And doing that by, at least my original thinking was by synchronizing the electrical activity in the neocortex and the cerebral hemispheres, that might accomplish something similar to what my meningitis had done by taking the hemispheres completely offline. And I think that's exactly what this does, and that's what my work with Sacred Acoustics is about, using these kinds of sound patterns that are basically slight variations in frequency between the two ears to cause the brainstem to behave in a way that frees up our consciousness into non-local consciousness. And that's exactly what these 4 meditative exercises on seeking heaven are all about. But then also, of course, you have Karen Newell of Sacred Acoustics and myself on the Seeking Heaven CDs explaining a lot of what we think is happening in the brain and mind and why these particular sounds are so powerful at engendering transcendental conscious states.
Why do you think, and why do you think sound, we're often taught that music is one of those things that really helps people, how do I say it, prevent cognitive decline as they get older. Why is, and you have come to this basic rhythm, and people do, if you will, drum patterns to fend off cancer, etc. Why do you think sound has such a profound effect on our brain?
Well, I think the answer to that is probably way too broad to get into right now. I can tell you that specifically, the sounds that we're talking about here with Sacred Acoustics, the things that lead to brainwave entrainment, have to do with a very specific action that occurs in the lower brainstem. And that is something that we explain in our narrative on the Seeking Heaven CDs. We get into that, but it has to do with a circuit in the lower brainstem that is altered by using slight frequency variations between the two ears. And I believe that that is what entrains the brainwave frequencies.
We'll be back
with
Dr.
We're going to do more of this.
Yes, with Dr. Evan Alexander. He's the author of Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond on You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.